A conservative advocacy group, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, brought the case against the Wisconsin Elections Commission last year. The lawsuit argues the commission is violating state law by waiting up to 2 years to remove some people who may have moved in Wisconsin or out of state from voter rolls. The District 4 Court of Appeals disagreed with that argument. The three-judge panel said the commission has, quote, no positive and plain duty to deactivate voters. The court's decision maintains the status quo in Wisconsin because it had already issued a stay of a lower court's ruling calling for the voters to be purged. The president of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty said the organization plans to appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.